Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The scripture speaks of sin as the worst calamity that can afflict any society. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Sin will afflict a nation as well as an individual. A nation and her people must seek the pleasure of God by doing the will of God and shunning evil and iniquity. Sin will cause God to withdraw His blessings from a people. Israel of old was told by the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy, that He cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear." Isaiah 59:1-2. Sin will bring God's wrath upon a people. The flood and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah are but two examples, Genesis 6:17, Genesis 19:24-25. These societies were destroyed because of sin. No nation will endure that does not seek the wisdom and will of God. These ancient people are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire, Jude 1:7. Jesus Christ had warned the city of Jerusalem of the impending doom that would befall them because of their rejection of Him as God's appointed Messiah. "For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." Luke 21:22. Sin is addictive. The words of Jesus are, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." John 8:34. "Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin." 2 Peter 2:14. "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof." Romans 6:12. Sin is an evil of the devil. "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning." 1 John 3:8. "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." Matthew 4:1. Sin is destructive. Sin will scar one's character and destroy one's reputation. All of the problems that concern humanity have their origin in sin. Families are broken and lives are ruined because of sin. Sin brings a temporary pleasure, but ends in eternal ruin. The scripture says of Moses, "Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season." Hebrews 11:25. The body will become too old and feeble to enjoy sin, and physical death will finally come. In the thirst for pleasure, the soul is dying. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.